This is how the powers that be that are in the know are dealing with this information. Sometimes it slips out, and then they do their best to try to cover their tracks afterwards.
So where is the government in all of this? Aren't they supposed to protect us? We're the taxpayers. They have a defense department that's supposed to defend us. Why hasn't the government notified us that these terrible times are coming? Well, imagine if you were in their shoes. What would you say to people? We're not going to be able to feed you. We're not going to be able to protect you. Masses of people will die. But please pay your taxes anyway. They don't tell you because they don't have a plan. They also don't want to create panic. Up until the last minute, when they're sure this is going to happen and that nothing can be done, they don't want to be the cause of panic. Bank failures, people failing to go to their jobs, industry grinding to a halt. They feel that at least now things are rolling and the wheels of commerce and the like are continuing. So basically, they just don't know how to tell you. It's terrible news. They have no solution. They don't want to cause panic. So paralysis sets in and nothing is said.
In the years of the Reagan administration, there was a whole idea to push having a Star Wars system, that we would eventually be facing threats from space, whether it be missiles launched theoretically by the Soviet Union and have a space-bearing attack on us. We were publicly apprised of that they were going to set up a Star Wars system, a space defense system. And the other side to that is that there's been subtle nuances that also show, which tie into ufology and the whole trend with extraterrestrials. Is it not possible that the government does know more than they are telling us, with theories such as Roswell and aliens visiting us, that there could also be threats from outside our solar system, which we're now being made aware of subtly, like through the movies and media, like Deep Impact or Armageddon, or NASA releasing information saying that an asteroid could whack us and 2028 or thereabouts. It's making the public privy to this information so that they have a case history of events to desensitize us to this information, so that when instantly there is something new in the skies or in the heavens, we're not freaking out.
The government agencies, they are basically under contract not to tell you anything. The scientists have signed non-disclosure agreements, basically, they're under a gag order. It is impossible to go to a scientist and get a news release directly. You have to go through an official news release agency, and they would give you information that has been blended and made nice for you. They would put out possibly a web page that is equivalent of third-grade information, and hope that the general public takes this as the information that came out of NASA. When they have all this sophisticated equipment and incredible amounts of information, and today's populace is very sophisticated and intelligent and well-educated, it's really an insult. The information that they're putting out, and like I say, they're under contract not to put out any information. Only very nice pictures now and then come from the Hubble Space Telescope. And essentially, if some dramatic event occurs, they will not tell you about it. They're under contract not to tell you about it.